Coming up next, Equalizing Distort on CIUT 89.5 FM.
CIUT. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance
and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry. Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet?
Allez, un petit morceau, tout le monde connaît là.
All right, good evening, and welcome to Equalizing the Store, CIUT's weekly hardcore punk show. And we started off tonight with a band called Anti-Clockwise from Scotland, doing a cover of Infrariot's Emergency. We're going to get back into the music. This is a band called Kulo from Chicago, and we're going to play a song called I Don't Like Today. The reason why is because I'm sad that the World Cup is over. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
We started off that set with a band called Kulo from Chicago, and we heard a song called I Don't Like Today, and like I said, I'm just depressed that the World Cup is over. I loved every minute of it.
Even the honking?
Yeah, everything. I take it all. That song comes off of a 7-inch yet to be released on Deranged Records called Military Trend, and but it's not out yet, so you get a bit of a preview. Yeah, after that we heard Runamux from Orlando with a song called Stage for Disaster that comes from their first release On the Brink, which was self-released. And for longtime listeners of the show, they were a band that recorded in Studio 3 pretty early on in our days. Cool. In that incarnation, they sound a lot like Gangrene, although that song in particular might not have sounded as much like that. Blackjacket were next, a band from Oshawa. And they had a couple of releases. This is off of one called Hello Prophet, Goodbye Humanity. The song we heard was called It's Time to Declare Independence from Corporate Rule. After that, we heard Napalm Hearts from Australia, a band that we featured in a demo feature a couple of weeks back, featuring Drew Gates, of formerly of Riot 99, right, on vocals. And this is his new raging band. It's great. The song we heard off this was called No Reply. And we finished up with some unreleased Bad Skin. They recorded a couple of sessions that...
They really needed a sister band called Foreskin.
Well, there is one.
Is there?
The Foreskins.
Yeah, the Foreskins.
Oh, the Foreskins, but no, not just the Foreskins, actual Foreskin.
I don't know if people can hear you so much. You're not really in the mic.
Yeah.
I don't really think they need to.
Okay,
probably
well,
not, no.
So for those listening to Dead Air, anyway, I'm just going to mention that we heard Bad Skin with a song called, I think this song was called Down. There's there's an unreleased recording that Bad Skin did a couple of, maybe a year and a half ago. And then I noticed that they're playing a show again, which is good. We've been talking about them not really breaking up, but just not having any shows and people thinking that they not to book them. So anyway, they got a show coming up, and I just thought we'd remind you what they sounded like, because they are an awesome band. So that's a song called Down, and that's unreleased. Awesome. To date, as far as I know, anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ed is up next with some stuff.
Straight Ed, what do we got to hear?
Between taking a nap earlier this evening and accidentally burning my ass with some mineral spirits at a rag in my back pocket, I put together a short set to play. You guys could listen to it now.
That sounds awesome.
What a preview.
Is that not working?
It is not.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, it's not.
We still have some dead air. Technical difficulties. It doesn't look like it's playing. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's in that set, Ed? Yeah, you might want to keep trying. Maybe you should put one of the turntables on instead. Because it looks like nothing is happening out of there. We've got more stuff.
So what we're going to go to next is some brand new vibrators. They've got a new CD out on Captain Oi. It's called Under the Radar. And we're going to hear a track off that called Nightmare Town. Here we go.
Take a look at your town tonight. I don't see any nightlight. It's been plenty of years since anyone's had a good time around here. Sure, there's people all around, but at night it becomes a ghost town. You gotta get out before it's too late. You gotta get out and it can't wait. Darkness falls on your faceless town. It's painted smile and it's hidden crown. When your building's got nothing to do, it's just like radiation, it's killing you. Take a really good look around, see how bad it is in this building town. Don't it all just get to me? Don't you wish you were like me, just passing through? I can hear the mail in your company with them. Lose your grip to live in this nightmare town. Fragile people out of bloodstained streets. Nervous senators and cut to peace. Darkness falls on your faceless town. It's painted smile and it's hidden ground. When you're building for nothing to do, it's just the radiation is killing you.
dead to you. Don't you wish you were like me, dead passing through? There's every day burning the same neural pathway into your brain. Darkness falls on your faceless town. It's painted smile and it's hidden clown. Plenty of buildings for nothing to do. It's just our radiation is killing you. Darkness falls on your faceless town. Darkness falls on your faceless town. Darkness falls on your faceless town. It's painted smile and it's hidden crown. Plenty of buildings but nothing to do. It's just like radiation, it's killing you. Darkness falls on your faceless town. Darkness falls on your faceless town.
Kicks. They got a cold switch. Brought to you by one.
All right, this last set, the theme that ties it in is bands, all bands that have come out with new releases, starting off with the Vibrators, and they've got a brand new release out called Under the Radar. The song we heard was called Nightmare Town. It's out on Katanoi. The Hickoids were next, and actually, this is the only exception. This is a reissue of an older record that just came out on a label from San Antonio, Texas, called called Waltz Across Dress, Texas. And that's the Hickoids. And the song we heard was called Get Back in Your Truck. MDC were next with a split that they just came out with the Restarts. The Restarts are playing tonight at Sneaky D's, so you could probably still catch part of their set. I'm sure they're still playing or yet to come on. We heard they did a split with MDC. MDC's song that we heard was called Mary Jane for President, and I loved it because it's sort of a return to form for Dave Dichter, just ranting about all kinds of societal ills. I love it. DOA, we're next with a Dylan cover, The Times They Are Changing. That's off of a brand new CD called Talk Minus Action Equals Zero. And we finished up with a band from Sweden called The Bristles. The Bristles originally appeared on the Welcome to 1984 compilation by MRR, and went on to do a bunch of things. They've got back together. A very pro-labor kind of band. They're awesome. They have a brand new release called Reflections of the Bourgeois Society. It's out on a label called Switchlight Records. The song we heard was called Weapons of Mass Destruction. Cool. Take it away, Ed.
Sweet. Okay, so we had some technical difficulties earlier with our mixers and our turntable mixers because of some connections we had due to Afrofest. And in order to get those to work, we had to make a change.
things change. Nothing remains the same. Everyone must change.
Steve is not happy with that. Okay, so that was my set this evening. I guess most of the theme of the set was changing or change, which is what brought us to the Nina Simone song, Everything Must Change, who is the most punk rock R&B singer, soul singer,
jazz
singer, whatever you want to call it, because she did so many different things that ever lived. The set started off... Pardon? Did Steve just dispute that? I think he did. No, Steve's just old. He don't get it. Okay. It started off with Youth Today with the song Make a Change off Break Down the Walls from Revelation. And then we listened to Local Boys Raw with the song Change off the 7-inch called The Truth Will Reveal Itself from Labeled Records. And then we listened to the Brigade, I guess a temporary divergence from the Youth Brigade, and their song The Struggle Within. Off
the
record,
like the Cult
Dividing Line. So, well, the Cult Brigade, the Brigade Cult, whatever you want to call them. I enjoy the record, but I didn't live in the I didn't live as a punk rocker in the 80s. I lived as a little kid that went to Disney World in the 80s. So, to there me, I think it's a good record. What'd you say, Steve?
You never got to see Youth Brigade.
I said Youth Brigade. Oh, I never got to see Youth Brigade. Yeah, no. So that's probably why. And I haven't even seen them the past couple times I've come to Toronto either. That's fair. It'd be like me watching, I don't know. Never mind, actually, my favorite bands have made horrible records. It's like me watching Shelter. Shelter has grown on me over the years. I hated them when I first started listening to them because I was too punk rock for it 10 years ago, and some of the stuff that I listened to on YouTube.
But now that you're a Krishna, you can get down with that stuff.
Well, I'm not really a Krishna. But then we listened to Breakthrough with the song Always Change off their 2003 demo, and then Vancouver's Going Alone with the song Picking Up the Pieces. So I mixed in a couple, posse songs in there, or songs about just trying to overcome that struggle and change. And that came off the record Vancouver Gold from Rivalry, and then we came to Nina Simone.
You're awesome, man.
Okay, we're getting into the show listings now. This is coming tomorrow. So tomorrow night, well, the restarts are playing still at CDs, so you can probably check that out if you're you get one last chance to go see them. You can also, I guess it's tomorrow night at Parts and Labor. Coliseum will be in town. And opening up will be Burning Love and Purity Control. I understand that Burning Love has had some problems with I think they got their stuff ripped off, so...
On tour.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll be borrowing some equipment so they can play the show. And for those who don't know where Parts and Labor is, it's 1566 Queen Street West. I understand it's near Sororin.
Yes.
So West End. Tomorrow night also you can go check out some DJed music at Disgraceland featuring Rob and Simon. It's the night is called Not Now, No Way.
And no cover either.
And it's punk. And
totally.
You can eat vegan food if you'd like.
Yes.
Thursday night or Friday night, we're not sure which, but one night out of this week, GBH will be playing at the Mod Club with Outer National. We think it's Thursday night, but it could be Friday.
Yeah. We've seen in Now Magazine, they listed it on the 16th, which is Friday, but everywhere else it seems to be Thursday. So
and opening up will be Outer National, Armed and Hammered, and Class Assassins. Friday night, Parts and Labor, The Grown Ups in from Calgary. Also on Friday night, Lee's Palace, the Gories will be playing, Detroit Garage Legends with Mitch from the Dirt Bombs. Saturday at the Garrison, the Ugly, Diamonds, Delinquents, and City Sweethearts. And then next Sunday at Sneaky D's is Tilt Wheels, Sinking Ships, The Roman Line, and Year Zero. And I'm just going to leave it at that. If you want to find out more about the show listings, you can check out our blogspot at equalizingxdistort.blogspot.com, and there's a full set of listings there.
Cool.
What are we going to get into next?
Well, I've got a set of stuff that's holy cow, a bunch of live stuff. And yes, live stuff. And it is starting out, speaking of the Ugly, it's going to be a song by the Ugly from the last Pogo record. So hit it, Eddie.
Now I want to introduce, and let me quote Frankie, the best new high-energy band in Canada, the Ugly!
You used to love it, said I was your heart's desire. You're like a city lily trying to drown my love away. Doesn't matter how you push me out, baby. Throw me like a lock in the box, stay on the day. Gonna drive me out of my mind. You took me from my home when I was nothing but a child. Oh, when you made all kinds of promises, you always started driving. Well, I'm pushing out, baby. Don't make out the lack of the last thing of the day. Gonna drive me out of my mind. Ooh, I knew what you had. Who's gonna have to? Just a little bit. Don't believe. Don't know what you had. Who's gonna have to? Just a little bit. Yeah.
Take my time, sky, this, the sun, long as it beats, I'll be.
Yes.
Turntables.
Turntables. Blasted turntables. So, yeah, that was kind of an abbreviated, mashed-up set. Because only one turntable worked, so, and all the live stuff was on vinyl.
You promised. You promised live stuff.
I did promise live stuff, and I
you got two.
Mixed it up. So, yeah, the first one was The Ugly, and that song is called All Because of You. And that was on the Last Pogo soundtrack. After that, it was Pez from Memphis, Tennessee, and that song was called Never Enough. And that's from their record called Warmth and Sincerity that was released on BYO Records. And after that, it was the Rollins Band with 1,000 Times Blind, and that was on a single. It was a tour single that I got back in 1988, and it was like with a program or something, so it was one of those tour-only things. After that, Garden Variety with a song called Fall In, and that's from their self-titled record on Gern Blanston Records. And Darcy is now in the house, and he's going to rock you out for the last 15 or so minutes.
Are you strapped in?
I'm strapped in. Ready to go.
Ready for action.
Bring it.
Yeah, that's it. First song we're going to listen to is actually a cover. The Hives just put out an EP like 6 days ago of three covers, and the first one on it is a Zero Boys cover. It's awesome. I love it almost maybe more than the original. It's a little bit like it hits you a little bit harder. I don't know. Anyway, it's The Hives doing Zero Boys. Here you go.
President and the big rock star, we made it out of money. All that won't be gone. this fucking song kicks in, it kicks in immediately. So there ain't no time to listen for when to jump into it. The music, right when you hear it, fucking go.
Oh!
now. It's now midnight. Neutralizing Sword 89.9 FM. 89.5. I got that wrong. The set you were just listening to that I played right up with Civilization Dying by the Zero Boys, but that was actually one by the Hive, by the Garden, by the computer that you set up a couple days ago. Next was Rotting Out with a song called Kobe Bryant Lifestyle. Pretty amazing title. Next you heard Rival Mob with Hardcore for Hardcore off of Hardcore for Hardcore.